Good morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días. There you buenos go. Días, buenos días.
I know it's early in the morning. I know it's early for a tenor for me too to be singing. So, but we're glad you guys are here this morning. We want to encourage you guys just to kind of let you know what's going to be going on here. We wanted to encourage a little bit more open-mindedness. I know some people, when it comes to the bilingual or Spanish work, they're not really sure how to approach it, what to do. I come from growing up in a bilingual church. And I over the years, in fact, the last 15 years, I've been at Inland Valley Church here about an hour away. And 15 years, we have been a fully integrated bilingual church. And we worship together every Sunday, English and Spanish. And I know some people have questions about that. So we want to just save that for the end. We want you guys to ask questions because it's going to be an interactive time. It's not a performance time. This is a time for us to just sing together and worship. And you're going to see two languages on the screen. In fact, oh, I need someone to... Did I get the clicker after all? It's right there. Oh, okay. I'm going to have double duty, I guess. There you go. You're going to see something like that, okay? And well, the concept is really simple, okay? You guys pick your language. We'll pick ours. And let's just sing. I think sometimes we get into trying to make sure everything's in this, and we just lose track of just being able to just sing and worship. So this does not commit anyone to anything. It just you sing what you want to sing, and we'll talk more about that later on. But for now, we encourage you guys to just let loose, sing. If you want to try it up there, go ahead. It ain't going to bite. Might be a little spicy. But I ain't going to bite, okay? But other than that, just pick your language, and we're going to sing this morning and worship our God, okay? We'll start now since we want to make sure some of these guys get United Voice Worship. We're singing with us a couple guys here. The excellent job last night. Have you heard them? So we want to make sure they get to where they got to go on time. For sing along with us. We encourage you, okay?
And if you want to stand, you can stand because and sometimes the airways, it works better when you're standing, so.
Oh, God.
Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step, you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Oh, Dios, tú eres mi Dios, y siempre te alabaré. Oh, Dios, tú eres mi Dios, y siempre te alabaré. Yo te busco en la mañana, aprenderé a andar en tus modos y te sigo en tus pasos, te seguiré con todo mi ser, te seguiré con todo mi ser, te seguiré con todo mi ser. Y te sigo en tus pasos, te seguiré con todo mi ser. And I will follow you all of my days, and I will follow you all of my days. And step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Over all the earth, you reign on high. Every mountain stream, every sunset sky. But my one request, Lord, my only aim, is that you reign in me again. Lord, reign in me, reign in your power. Over all my dreams and in my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? Todo mi pensar, todo mi hablar, que refleje en mí lo bello de tu amor. Ven a mí, Señor, contigo quiero estar, para que reines en mí otra vez. Dios, reina en mí con tu gran poder, en la oscuridad y cuando puedo ver. Eres mi Dios y yo te seguiré, para que reines en mí otra vez. Lord, reign in me, reign in your power over all my dreams.
in my darkest hour. You are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? So won't you reign in me again? So won't you reign in me again?
Hey, praise God. You can have a seat if you want to. It's okay. Or you want to stand up, that's fine. Part of what we do, too, is we always get, we've been, if you hear songs, you're like, why are they singing such old songs? Well, I'll tell you what, they might be old in English, but in Spanish, some of these songs are new. So when we get a song and translate it that's been around, you know, for hundreds of years, and we translate it to Spanish, it's like, yes, yes, a new song, okay? Yeah, so we've been blessed with a lot of, we could spend probably the rest of our time just translating those songs. But we also had to think about both sides. Culture is a wonderful thing, isn't it? So we have a couple songs we want to share with you guys, one here first time. Actually written originally in Spanish, okay? So we translated it into English. Wow, what a concept. So we're going to sing it in English in the way it was originally, and you guys will catch on really quick melody-wise. Okay, so.
Ven a cantar conmigo, somos un pueblo unido. Alza tu voz y canta para el Señor.
Para el Señor,
para el Señor,
para el Señor.
Ven, canta conmigo, une tu voz en alabanzas para el Creador. Que llegue al cielo esta canción, que da alegría a tu corazón. Ven a cantar, une tu voz, dame tu mano, ven a cantar. Come, let us sing together. We are the body of Jesus. Come, lift your voice and sing to the Lord above. Come on, let's praise. Praise the Lord in heaven, lift up his name. The Lord has blessed you each and every day. Let's praise our Father in one accord. He reigns forever, he's Lord of all. Come on, let's sing, lift up your voice. Let's praise our Father, come on and sing. Ven, canta conmigo, une tu voz en alabanzas para el Creador. Que llegue al cielo esta canción, que da alegría a tu corazón. Ven a cantar, une tu voz, dame tu mano, ven a cantar.
Amen. There you go. We love to just be able to show that both cultures can teach each other something, okay? So we're going to sing one more song here, and I'm going to have Carlos say a few words here. Carlos has been working. I'll introduce the guys, too. How about that? That'd be nice. Yes, yes. Not to be confused, I'm Carlos, number one, okay? And that's not number one like number one. It's just I'm the first guy here, okay? I'll be the chubby Carlos. How about that, okay? Carlos Gonzalez, I was 15 years at Inland Valley Church as a bilingual worship minister and also the minister there. Thank you, brother. And now I'm currently in El Paso with my parents, or my dad's a pastor out there at the church, and growing quick. The bilingual church is growing quick. They've been, like I said, together for 15 years doing the bilingual work, and now we're growing from 3 years. 3 years with 20 people, roughly. And now we're averaging attendance of 140 to 160 on Sundays. And that is a truly bilingual church, okay? And our highest attendance was the other day, 203. So I believe, and a dog. Yeah. We'll count anybody, okay? So the cockroaches come, okay? No, but the idea is that it works. It works that we want to promote it to that. Carlos, we are blessed to have Carlos Lozano, who is just moved to El Paso a few years ago, too, and he is involved heavily with our worship and preaching and teaching, and we're blessed to have him and his family there. He's working as well, too. I'm not sure if I can say what he does, but I might get shot, okay? So we'll just leave it at that. And next to him is a good friend of ours, Serena Womack, who is trilingual, actually. She sings, she does Spanish, English, Mandarin, we just found out, too, as well. So she's just studied in Singapore, got her theology degree out there, and we grabbed her, and she's singing with us today, so Serena Womack. And, of course, you guys have heard these ones already. We're blessed to know them, and tremendous husband-wife team, incredible voices. We got Ramilies, they're singing our alto today, and her husband, Zuriel, who's singing our bass and also vocal percussion. And a wonderful talent, too. You'll see their information as well on the screen. We're here to promote each other, okay? We're not here to promote one particular ministry, but we want to help each other out so we can better the brotherhood, okay? So that's us. And we're going to sing this next song, and then Carlos will give us a few minutes of sharing together, okay? Just the guys. Here we go.
My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, is in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, is in you. En ti tengo vida. En ti tengo fuerza, en ti hay esperanza, en ti, solo en ti, con mi vida te alabaré. Con mi fuerza yo te serviré, con todo mi ser, con todo mi amor, solo espero en ti. Tengo vida en ti, tengo fuerza en ti, hay esperanza en ti, solo en ti. My life is in you, Lord, my strength is in you, Lord, my hope is in you, Lord, in you, it's in you, in you, it's in you, in you, it's in you, in you.
There we go.
Amen. So, you'll notice some of that. When we teach on Wednesdays and on Sundays, we have our worship that is bilingual, of course. But then also our lesson, our preaching, everything that we do is translated simultaneously. So the worship service just flows all the way through. And so to give you a taste of that, we're going to do the same thing this morning. Again, as Carlos mentioned, I've been with the church there in El Paso for 3 years now. And I came from Tulsa where I was a minister out there, worship minister out there. And the Lord took our plans that we thought, you know, full-time ministry forever to a whole different path. And now I work for the federal government. I'm in law enforcement. So it's completely different. And so I kind of started thinking about that, and Carlos says, hey, why don't you speak to us Friday morning? And I said, well, what are we going to do Friday morning? Praise and worship. And so then I started thinking. Praise and worship.
Alabanza y adoración.
¿Qué significa alabanza y adoración?
What is the meaning of praise and worship?
Lo decimos muchas veces, pero a veces se nos olvida lo que significa.
We say it many times, but a lot of times we forget about it, what it means.
No es fácil.
It's not easy.
O es fácil a veces que decimos tanto y tanto y tanto y se nos olvida la importancia.
It's easy sometimes when we say it so many times that a lot of times we forget what it really means.
And so then we start saying it, lo empezamos a decir y se nos pasa lo importante.
And then we start saying it and then we forget about the important part of it.
So, ¿qué es adoración?
So, what is worship?
Adoración es...
Worship is...
Cantar.
Sing.
Decir.
To say.
Dar.
To give.
Y confesar.
And to confess.
En otras palabras...
In other words...
Adoración...
Worship.
Es confesar...
Is to confess.
A otros.
To others.
Decirle a otros.
Tells others.
Contarle a otros.
Count. Tells others.
Lo grande que es Dios.
The greatness of God.
Venimos y alabamos a Dios.
We come and worship God.
Porque queremos que los demás sepan qué tan grande es mi Dios.
Because we want others to know how great God is.
And isn't that important?
Que no es algo importante eso.
That we tell others how great our God is.
Que le díganos a otros qué tan grande es Dios.
You say, well, I'm not there right now.
Y fácilmente digas tú, yo no estoy ahí ahorita.
My life is going through some hard times.
Mi vida está pasando por tiempos difíciles.
Our church, you don't even know what our situation is at church.
Nuestra iglesia, no sabemos ni la situación que está pasando la iglesia.
Or maybe my personal life or my spiritual life.
O fácilmente mi vida personal, mi vida espiritual.
Y decimos, eso está bien.
And we say, that's all right.
Está bien. Porque aún en ese quebrantamiento,
It's all right because within this brokenness,
podemos alabar a Dios.
We can still worship God.
Y decirle a la gente,
and tell the people,
sí, estoy quebrantado.
Yes, I am broken.
Pero tengo un Dios más grande.
But I have a great God.
Tengo un Dios que sabe hacia dónde voy.
We have a God that knows where we are going.
María en Lucas.
Mary in the book of Luke.
Había concebido, o había, el ángel había concebido a Jesús en ella.
The angel had conceived the baby in her.
Y ella, ¿cómo está su futuro ahora? ¿Cómo está su futuro ahora?
How is her future right now?
For her, para ella.
Para ella.
¿Quién sabe qué va a pasar?
Who knows what's going to happen?
Y ella empieza a alabar a Dios.
And she starts worshiping God.
Diciendo qué tan grande es Dios.
Saying how great God is.
Y los demás la oyen.
And the rest of them are listening.
Pero es adoración.
But it's worship.
Y alabanza.
And praise.
So, ¿qué es adoración?
What is to adore, adoration, to worship.
To worship, yeah. Las palabras se cambian en español y en inglés, pero van juntas.
Change in Spanish.
Adoración, alabanza.
To praise.
Alabanza is praise. So I mixed those up. Adoración. Okay. Alabanza en español. Adoración es la próxima definición.
Adoration is the next definition.
Y significa postrarte.
It means to prostrate.
Adorar.
To worship.
Caerte de cara.
To fall on your face.
Dar respeto.
To give respect.
Dar honra.
To give honor.
So cuando estamos adorando y alabando.
So when we are worshiping and praising.
Estamos no solo diciéndole a los demás qué tan grande es mi Dios.
We're telling others how great our God is.
Pero al mismo tiempo estamos diciéndole a Dios qué tan grande es Él.
And at the same time we're telling God how great He is.
Y estamos diciendo, Dios, yo no sé mi futuro.
And we are saying, God, I don't know my future.
Yo no sé qué va a pasar con mi relación.
I don't know what's going to happen with my relationship.
Mi familia.
My family.
La iglesia. The church.
The church.
Pero Dios, tú estás encargado.
But God, you are in charge.
Y más grande es el que está conmigo que en contra de mí.
And greater is him that is with me than him that is against me.
So yo sé para dónde voy.
So I know where I'm going.
Voy con mi Dios.
I'm going with my God.
Y pase lo que pase, yo estoy con Dios.
Whatever happens, I am with God.
Y entonces yo alabo y le digo a los demás.
So then I worship and I tell the rest.
Dios está conmigo.
God is with me.
¿A quién le voy a temer?
Who am I going to fear?
Ni lo alto ni lo bajo.
Nor the height nor depth.
Ni la muerte ni la vida.
Nor death nor life.
Nada me separará de Dios.
Nothing will separate us from God.
Y por eso en esta mañana alabamos.
And that's why this morning we worship.
Y por eso en esta mañana adoramos.
And that's why this morning we
praise.
Praise.
Porque Dios está con nosotros.
Because God is with us.
Y queremos que los demás sepan
and
que Dios está con nosotros.
And we want the rest of them to know
que Dios está con nosotros.
That God is with us.
Let's stand. Vamos a ponernos de pie.
If you know it, please sing with us again.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. God. Aun yo contra ti luchaste bien por mí. Siempre tan bueno eres así. Aun yo sin valor lo diste todo aquí. Siempre tan bueno eres así. Oh, tan abrumante y sin final es tu obstinado amor. Oh, me buscas hasta que me encuentras, dejas todo atrás. No lo merezco, no es mi trofeo, aún así viniste aquí. Con tu abrumante y sin final amor me amaste a mí. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No hay sombra que no aclares, monte que no escales, por salvarme a mí. Tú derrumbas barreras, el mal cancelas, por salvarme a mí. Oh, tan abrumante y sin final es tu obstinado amor. Oh, me buscas hasta que me encuentras, dejas todo atrás. No lo merezco, no es mi trofeo, aún así viniste aquí. Con tu abrumante y sin final amor me amaste a mí. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you gave yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
Amen. God is wonderful. We're going to sing one more song, and then we're going to open up for question and answers, and these guys can take off and do what they got to do. Oh, we got one more. Let's do this one, okay, you guys, because this is a new one we want you guys to learn as well. Here we go. We'll do it in Spanish, and you guys repeat it in English. Thank you. You know me well, don't you? Here we go.
Cuando tú me llames, yo iré. Donde tú me guías, marcharé. Llevaré tu nombre por doquier. Hablaré de ti donde esté.
There you go. Now try in English. Here we go.
Wherever you call me, I will go. Wherever you guide me, I will go. I will take your name throughout this world. I will speak about you where I am.
Here we go.
Háblame, Señor, guíame, mi Dios. Quiero ser testigo de tu amor. Hazme proclamar solo tu verdad. Exaltar tu nombre al predicar. Call on me, O God. Guide me, O my Lord. I will be a witness of your love. Help me speak your word, only what is true. Praise your name in everything I do.
Try it again one time. Here we go.
Cuando tú me llames, yo iré. Donde tú me guías, marcharé. Llevaré tu nombre por doquier. Hablaré de ti donde esté. Wherever
you call me, I will go. Wherever you guide me, I will go. I will take your name throughout this world. I will speak about you where I am. Háblame, Señor, guíame, mi Dios. Quiero ser testigo de tu amor. Hazme proclamar solo tu verdad. Exaltar tu nombre, predicar.
Last time, here we go.
Call on me, O God. Guide me, O my Lord. I will be a witness of your love. Help me speak your word. Only what is true. Praise your name in everything I do.
Amen. Thank you, guys. You may grab a seat. Zuriat Ramleys, thank you very much. We'll be seeing you guys pretty soon. Don't forget, United Voice Worship. We'll have their information on the screen. And you guys can grab a seat, too, as well. We're very good. Thank you, guys. Well, just really quick to let you guys know about what we do here. There's the information up there, okay? Please contact them and get a hold of them for what they do. And we'll tell you a little bit about what we do here through Ministry of Voices. We just recently got our 501c3, so we're now a nonprofit. So if anybody's curious about supporting this ministry, please talk to me. We'd love to have you be involved in that too. Basically, what we do is we translate songs like what you just heard. Okay, we translate songs so that they flow. You guys notice, how many of you guys tried Spanish for the first time and had no problem with it? Yeah, because you guys probably knew the music well, okay? If the songs are translated musically well, pretty much it's going to work. Okay, because sometimes I think people try and translate literally, and that's where we get into trouble. Okay, get that, 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 and all that stuff. Okay? So we focus on translating musically, and it helps the congregation just flow. Okay, so we do that as well. That's one thing we do. We write original music for events, special events. You have something coming up, you want an original song. We do that as well. We do our harmonies, we do the arrangements, all that stuff. I'm blessed to travel around and help churches, if you will. I hate the words consult because I sound like a professional, but just kind of advise them in our experience. I know, Carolyn, I'm sorry. In our experience, what we've done, we help churches to take that next step to try and go bilingual. I can tell you right now, if you're even thinking about becoming a bilingual church or whatever you're going to do, the music is going to be your main thing. A lot of people think it's just hire a bilingual person and you're set. It's not, okay? The music, because you mess with people's worship, people get uncomfortable. So we try and keep it as painless as possible. And as you noticed, if it's side by side, people just pick what they want and you don't mess with it and just go, okay? So that's one thing we learn about that. That is a big part of doing that. And we also help with the, consulting with different things, what to expect, what not to expect, what to do, signs on the outside, blah, blah, blah. We help with that as well. So part of that is doing that. We also started something fairly new called Canta Alegre, Sing Joyful, where we go and we just encourage Spanish churches and teach them four-part harmony in Spanish. Okay, Keith is doing that in English. His little tagline is preserving four-part harmony. Well, mine is starting four-part harmony, okay, because it really doesn't exist in Spanish, okay, in the Spanish communities. So we're doing it, getting a great response. People are being encouraged. We're providing material so they can learn. That's one, Canta Alegre. Another one we started is Kenanias, the Spanish word for Kenania, which is we bring song leaders in that have no experience, okay. I'm the poor man's Keith, okay. I start with people who don't know anything about music. And we just start from there with the desire they have, and we train them with the, stage presence and all that stuff, finding the right notes. And we just had an event in El Paso where we invited a few people. We don't want more than 10. We had 8 from Pennsylvania, Texas, Mexico, different places, and we sent them back encouraged and equipped. I think that's the key word is equip people so they can serve, especially in the Spanish Brotherhood. Okay, because that's the one thing, song leading is something that's nice, but it's the preaching is the main thing, No, we got to understand that leading God's people in worship is a very, very important part of it. And we got to make sure we equip these people. So we're doing that. And of course, our little gift to them was a pitch pipe, which they were like, what is this? Okay, well, let me show you how it works. Okay. So we want to encourage people to be able to do that as well. That's what we call Kenanias through Ministerio Voces. And the other one, of course, is Voces, the singing group. We have a quartet where we sing, travel around. If we can help you guys with a special event, VBS or whatever, we love to. It's a good way to bring people in. We do a lot of a cappella songs in Spanish, the group a cappella in Espanol, bilingual actually. So we do bilingual presentation. We love to help you with that. And then to sum it up, something we're going to promote new is the whole ball altogether. Okay. If you want us to come just invade your church and take over your VBS, your whatever special event, we will preach, we will teach, we will song lead, we will do a singing seminar, we will do a concert for you, we will do whatever it takes and just bring us in and we'll just take over everything. And we could do it bilingually, English or Spanish. We want to do that. So I just want to put that. If we can help you, please let us know. And we can reach out to you guys. And we'd love for you guys to just be involved in this ministry. If nothing else, pray for us, please, because we need the prayers. A lot of stuff going on. With that being said, we have about 8 minutes. Open it up for questions. Anybody have any questions? For all you know, you are just coming just to sing. You probably weren't planning to be bombarded with this information, but it's coming at you anyways, okay? So if anybody has any questions specifically about that, we have people who are our members who are non-Spanish speaking members but are involved in the bilingual work, so you can get their point of view. I'm putting you on the spot, okay? We got my dad's combined experience of many years and my experience too. So if anybody has any questions, it'd be a great time to ask, okay? We would love to see if anybody has any questions, how we can encourage you guys more. Yes, ma'am.
Last year was trying to start some sort of bilingual ministry in our church as well, because we have a huge community of Spanish speakers in our neighborhood, and we're not very well able to engage right now. And I was wondering, how would you advise just starting? Because right now, if we were to do bilingual worship at our church, there would be maybe one person speaking the Spanish part, and then everyone speaking the English part. And we have a couple of people in who are involved in the worship ministry who are bilingual, but what is your advice for engaging with that community so that when we actually kick off something?
Very good. Good question. Now, I have two answers for you, okay? Number one is from the inside for the church, and one for the outside. And then my dad can jump in here. As far as outreach, there's so many things. And my dad has been, how many years with the English school? 19? 21 years where we just, as far as outreach, we just offer, they offer English lessons. Okay, basically, it was basically, let's start talking, but with a twist on it, because it was getting confusing from understand to be doing a Bible lesson, and then all of a sudden you got to stop to go into English lesson. And so my dad kind of came with the concept, how about we do this? We'll give you an hour of full English, non-interrupted English, for 45 minutes of Bible, and it's catching on. 21 years, and how many baptisms? Oh, with countless baptisms. People just been coming in. Now they added citizenship classes for free. So now they're doing that. We've had students. And the big thing, too, my dad loves the idea of concept reaching out, is bring in the family. You have a graduation ceremony, and the Hispanics will come. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They love to invite their family for that. So we every quarter, there's a graduation. Not even a graduation. More like a what do you call it, advanced. You go to your next level. Graduation, okay. And we get a lot of people. That's where a lot of the reaching out happens, right there with the family. And that's one way as far as a community. And I think one church even put a sign that says, come practice your English. And people were coming. Okay, so as far as outreach, that's fairly easy. As far as the church, here's the tricky part. As far as the church, make sure the church is ready for it. Because if the church is not ready for it, it's gonna cause issues. It really is. We've experienced that. We've seen that. And, you gotta make sure the congregation is ready for it. But once the desire is there saying, yes, we would like to do that, the songs help out a lot, because as you saw, even if there's only one person singing, that's fine. You know, that doesn't interrupt. I think people get confused, and when I tell them, can we offer the presentation? They're like, well, but we don't have a bilingual song leader. That's not the point. The point is it's up there. Besides, music is its own language, correct? So if someone stood up here and started going, ding dong, ding, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, dong. You guys know what he's singing, okay? You can sing along, Jesus loves me. Oh, yeah, I recognize the song. It's its own language, okay? So as far as the church, my main thing would be make sure the church is wanting it. And from that point on, you can definitely move on. But I would say as far as worship, singing is the main thing you would want to take care of. Because to get someone to translate is fairly easy. You can pretty much find someone. And anything you want to add to this, please do that. Okay, what am I adding?
As far as the church being ready, what is involved in being ready?
Yeah, okay, as far as being ready, yeah, well, okay, I'll say this. As far as being ready, it involves a lot of things because, number one, remember, Hispanics tendency have is a lot bigger families, okay? Now, this is just straight stats, okay? It's not putting down anybody, too. Stats are, too, less education, more families, more problems with income. So expect possibly more people in church, but the offering doesn't go up too much. Expect that maybe the pantry might be a lot more empty because there's families that are in need. Expect that we might have to help more families with the rent, stuff like that, okay? That's to be expected. Now, that's not a put-down. That's just the straight facts, okay? And I went to a church one time, I won't even say where, and kind of told them about that. But they're like, no, we just need to hire a bilingual person. I said, not really. And they say, well, we did. And they did it anyways, okay? So they did it anyways, and they started off. People started coming and responding, and it started growing. But again, those results happened. You know, no offering. How come the offering's not going off? How come this? And I got to the point where they got overwhelmed and shut it down. And so we can't do this. And they stopped the Hispanic work. Now, in the community, how do you think that looks? So now that church is kind of known as the church that doesn't like Hispanics. And that's not the case. They tried to reach out the best way they could, but they weren't prepared for all this other stuff. So again, the desire has to be there, and there's a lot to prepare for it. So yeah, please, I'll have some cards here, you guys, too, as well, if you guys want to take my cards, and if you have any questions, we'd love to help out. I do have, thank you, one way you can sponsor this ministry, and we got 3 more minutes, is we have some flash drives with all this material available, okay? PowerPoints that you've seen here, we've been doing them for the last how many years. Right now, we have a library of about 280 some songs bilingual ready to go. Okay, there's over 100 MP3 songs you can listen to. You can learn training tracks that you can learn the songs to. There's a lot of other stuff, material that you can have there. If you were to buy these in CD formats, it'd probably be about $300-$400 worth easily, because you know PowerPoints are the big sell days. We're selling a flash drive, everything on it, for $75. If you guys would like to contribute, sponsor a donation in that way, that would help us a lot too. And you're welcome to take it back to your congregation, share it. If nothing else, your mission trips. Okay, we are talking to Sunset. Sunset has Sunset and a few other schools have this material that we've donated them, because our idea is as they go into the field, they're taking these translations with them. Because as you know, in English, you go across from LA to New York and you're going to find what? Songs of Faith and Praise. Okay, that's pretty much a standard, okay? Now in Spanish, we're different. We don't like that translation, we change it. So you might find the same song with about 4 or 5 different translations. Okay, well, that's just the way we are, okay? So we're trying to get to the point where we can be a focal point so people respect each other's work and kind of stay with that. And you know, we get permission, like the song we translated into English, we got permission from the guy who wrote it to make sure we're on the same page. We're not doing anything behind anybody's back. We want to make sure we're supporting their work and all that, okay? So if you like that, I have those here. There's about 2 or 3 gigs worth of stuff, and I have some business cards here as well. We would love for you guys to be in contact with us. Pray for us.